This is Davinston.
All right, into the home stretch of Ann Jackson. We will do some scam busters. Pip, explain what the fuck we're doing and what our categories are.
Well, with Ann Jackson, who is a woman who was scammed during a love scam and then scammed again during a reload scam, which is when they come back and they try to get you to pay more money to get your money back. She sort of fancied herself to be an expert on scammers. She's not. And she was getting re-scammed and not realizing it. And so Davin was doing duty, trying to get her to understand who she was really talking to and that she should stop. In the meantime, she was telling other people how to avoid being scammed. And she was unwittingly, or maybe not, leading them right into the hands of the scammers themselves. So what we do is we listen to the conversations between Davin and Anne, and during those conversations, where she's completely unhinged, we try to guess how many times she's going to say some of her favorite phrases. So for this night's episode, we're going to try to guess how many times she's going to say, Mr. Davin, how many times she's going to say, never-ending payment, and how many times she brings up the UN.
Oh, so that could be UN Melvin Santos or just you saying
or just the UN.
What happens
because
if
she brings up the UN?
What happens if she says United Nations?
I think that counts.
Joe?
No, it's got to be UN.
And there you have it.
All right, the judges have spoken.
Yes, I guess so. All right, what do we got here?
All right, so Mr. Davins, I will go... I'm going to go with 6.
Okay.
And what was the second one?
Never-ending payment.
I'm going to go with 4. And UN, I'm going to go with 5.
Okay. Mr. Davins, I'm going to say 8. Never-ending payment, I'm going to say 2. And UN, I was going to say 5 as well, so I'm going to stick with that. And Joe's girl will probably be posting in just a moment.
November 18th, 2017. Hi, Mr. Davin.
Oh, no.
We're on the board. Soon I will file it. Thank you for the info. Thanks again. Remember, I told her how to file with Western Union, the real Western Union, so she might actually get money back. So that's what she's referring to. Remember that? Perfect. Okay. The remission process for the Western Union case has now started. Over 500,000 petitions have been mailed to identify victims, include instructions on how to file a petition. The petition can be filed electronically using the claim ID and PIN included on the letter or mailed to the address listed on the petition. If you do not receive a petition in the mail, you can obtain a petition form at westernunionremission.com and file electronically by mail. That's the official stuff from Western Union. So November 19th, 2017, I say I'm glad to hear it. I wish you the best of luck. November 23rd, 2017. Mr. Davin!
Dose.
See the content. So I will see the content. So this is from KCC Class Action Services at donotreply@classactmail.com. And the subject is United States versus Western Union Remission Update. And this is the official site. The remission process for the Western Union case is start. Oh, yeah, so it's what I just read. So that's how you file it. So that's the official stuff. And then...
going through the actual channels and she's not getting, torn away into some other scam now.
No, but this is the real shit she's dealing with.
Yeah.
So she writes to them, "Hi there, I got spam mail below. I do not want to get hacked, and please tell me if you sent this mail to me. Waiting for reply with regards." So it says, "Dear Anne," I think it said her real name. "Thank you for the inquiry. I understand your..." This is from Western Union, mm-hmm. by the way, responding. "Thank you for your inquiry. I understand your reservations. Western Union has agreed to forfeit $586 million to the government, settle consumer fraud charges by the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, and has entered into a deferred prosecution agreement with the Department of Justice, DOJ, in which it admits to criminally aiding and abetting wire fraud violations of the Bank Secrecy Act. As part of the scheme, fraudsters contacted victims in the U.S., and falsely posed as family members in need or promised prizes or job opportunities. The fraudsters directed the victims to send money through Western Union to help their relative or claim their prize. Various Western Union agents were complicit in these fraud schemes. So people working in Western Union, which we had talked about years ago.
Yeah.
At one point, I was trying to get somebody in Western Union to talk about it, and after going back and forth, they eventually.
I wonder, like complicit, they were lax in really looking into it or in on it.
I think both. Mm. I think both. Now it's interesting. It said with the U.S., so I wonder if she's going to get anything being from Japan. I wonder if this.
Oh.
So I don't know. Anyway, these fraud schemes often processing the fraud payments for the fraudsters in return for kind of the fraud proceeds. So there you go.
Okay. All right.
The scams, which generally targeted the elderly and other vulnerable persons, were committed by falsely promising victims they would receive large cash prizes, falsely offering various high-ticket items for sale over the internet at deeply discounted prices, falsely promising employment opportunities as secret shoppers, and placing distress phone calls falsely posing as the victim's relative and claiming to be in trouble in urgent need of money. Well, they did do that with her. Mm-hmm. Not that they were family, but, you know, Jennifer pretended she was a family member. In each case, the perpetrators required the victims to send them advance money through Western Union's money transfer system in order to receive a promised product or service. The victims never received what they were promised. In the coming months, the DOJ will file four separate civil forfeiture complaints in various districts. The $586 million will not be property of the government until these cases conclude. The remission process will begin after the completion of the forfeitures. For the latest information about remission process, bookmark WesternUnionRemission.com and check back regularly. Sign up at WesternUnionRemission.com to get email updates about the Western Union refund program, and then they give the phone number. So that's from Western Union Administrator Gilardi and Co. LLC. I guess that's the attorneys who are handling this. So she is dealing with the official folks right now.
Good.
I don't know if she's going to get money, though, since she's from Japan, but at least, you know. At least she's getting an education on what the real thing looks like.
Yeah, from real people.
Yeah. And I write to her on November 24, 2017. It looks real. November 30, 2017. Mr. Davin!
Trace.
Oh, three.
The war will happen at any time. North Korea is really crazy.
It takes one to know one.
Yeah. It is one of a series of recent drills in the Primorye region over the last few months. Russia has effectively practiced bombing near the region, paratrooper landings, and other maneuvers since September. Each drill declared separately from previously announced war games has come alongside escalating exchanges in the war of words between North Korea and the U.S. December 4th, 2017. Mr. Davin!
Four.
Oh, five. Four.
Four.
FBI can't arrest the criminals as long as they deport the criminals from the airport, and then they will use the law to freeze the bank accounts. Well, that's true. All I want to tell you is that criminals could be arrested. FBI can ask the government to send warrant. So what I said is right, but people, those so-called themselves anti-scam hunters, are wrong. No, the people you were dealing with. I do not want to debate with you anymore. Pip, you're right. I like to debate, and this time I won.
You did.
Fucking took 5 years. I do not. It's like arguing with Joe. Eventually, it takes. It's the process, though. I do not want to debate with you anymore. Brown Cotton is right. Oh no,
no,
no. Oh no. He can order.
Let's stop. That's hysterical. That's hysterical.
He can offer the evidence to ask for the courts to freeze the bank accounts. This is lawsuit, and this is international law case.
She just broke Joe.
Oh, that's hysterical. Brown Cotton. Hang on. Brown Cotton's right. Oh, yeah. The experiment has failed.
Yes.
Western Union contacted me. Asking me to file the documents. I will do it soon. I have the files. I just want to tell the truth.
Stop. Is this what Western Union told her, what Brown Cotton told her?
No, this is Western Union. What I and Western Union have told her.
All right, because Brown Cotton's writing and you're reading that. I didn't know. Yeah, you know.
She's just confused. She's thinking that he's with the FBI. Like, yes, the FBI can get warrants for arrest. That's true. Right. But Brown Cotton can't because he's a scammer.
Brown Cotton can't. Mr. FBI Director, Brown Cotton's on the phone. Why don't you say so? Put him through.
Yeah. His other name is Dirty Britches.
Yeah, right.
Brown Cotton.
Isn't that the same?
Yes. Yeah. I do not contact Brown Cotton anymore, and his mail address is invalid. I have no time online because I have to work. December 6, 2017. Mr. Davin!
Five?
And oh,
five. Five.
We'll go to some ball-busting blue. Mm. Here is the reply from Western Union. Yes, please send them one by one on your claim forms. If you were sending them in by paper, please attach that file you scanned to me. If you're filing online, please attach that file as well. Thank you. See, they're asking for files. They're not asking for money.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking for files so they can process this. Right. There's a fucking difference. And it's the Western Union Remission Administrator and a phone number. I go, looks great. December 9th, 2017. Mr. Davin.
Six.
Six.
Cyber attack and scam will be increasing as long as the terrorism and wars occur. You will see how the terrorism do the funds raising. When I read the news, the codes I found before are too scary. Everything is happening as I saw the photos before. See the war in the Middle East. President Trump made a bold decision. She's a fan. Mm. The world will be in will be chaos, but some have different opinions. And then she sends me an article, Trump Jerusalem decision may lead. Jerusalem is an inseparable part of Israel and her eternal capital. No United Nations vote alter that historic fact. Oh, United Nations, Pip. Oh, you're so close. Mm. Oh, so close. You get nothing. This quote was not said by one of our leaders in response to the shameful Security Council Resolution 2334 last December. It was part of a statement by Israel's first Prime Minister, David Ben-Gurion, on December 5th, 1949, only days after the UN...
One.
Stupid. Voted for for a resolution calling for the internalization of Jerusalem. Sends me another article. How long the demonstrations will last remains unclear. Some Palestinians said they felt emboldened after a perceived victory last summer that followed 2 weeks of protests over metal detectors installed at Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's old city. I think this has to do with Trump saying that the embassy in Israel was going to move to Jerusalem.
It sounds like it.
That's what she's talking about.
Well,
three important points. Truthfully, history need to be made. First, the rejection of the Jewish state of Israel and the opposition of Israel's claim of Jerusalem as the nation's capital are based on fake history.
Fake history.
Second, President Trump is on the right side of history. She's a fan, Joe. I could see him.
Girl.
I'm not surprised.
It's my girl.
I'm not surprised at all. You got the best and the brightest on your side. By recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, President Trump is affirming the Jewish people's history. He's also correcting a long-standing historical problem and grievous injustice. Third, not recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital sets a dangerous precedent. Refusing to do this because of the fear of what Muslim nations and Islamic terrorists might do rewards terrorism. And it tacitly, there's no way she wrote this, gives credence to false narratives and false maps of the world, of which Israel does not appear. And then she sends me, this is like a Fox News opinion piece or something. Korea War.
There's no way she wrote that.
Nah, it's a Fox News opinion piece. Send the link. Korea War. A South Korean decapitation unit aimed at taking out Kim Jong-un will be armed with drones and grenade machine guns. And she sends me another article.
A decapitation unit.
Yeah, you're going to lose
your
head.
Thank you. That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, really.
What the heck is that?
They got all sorts of them, not one sword.
The U.S. Navy has deployed a special radar hunting warplanes to South Korea to train for a possible air war against North Korea.
It's a decapitation plane.
Oh, you're adorable when you keep on trying. The 5E... the 5EA...
And who's the other word for a decapitation plane? A helicopter?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Into the breach she goes. Such a pal she is. Thank you for your service, dear.
No problem.
Yes. The 5, you get a purple ass for this. You know, something you could use.
Right. Who's to say I don't already have one?
All right, baboon butt, settle down.
Baboon butt.
The 5EA 18G Growlers have joined more than 200 American and South Korean planes, tens of thousands of military personnel for 5-day annual war, game known as Vigilant Ace. So she's sending me current events. North Korea last week chose a night launch for its most powerful intercontinental ballistic missile to date. To illustrate its ability to make a sneak attack, problem is the U.S. knew about it days ahead of time. That's not very sneaky, then. U.S. military intelligence detected preparations for the missile event at least 72 hours before the launch on November 20th. It's called Satellites, according to the diplomat. A U.S. government source said officials observed North Koreans setting up the launch pad for the Hwasong-15 missile's firing table 3 hours before the launch and saw the missile being erected an hour later. So, all right. So it was current events.
How come she could find the base where they're launching the missile, but she can't tell these guys are fucking scammers?
She didn't find it. She's just sending me articles. Yeah. December 29th, 2017. Mr. Davin!
Now, does that count?
Yes, hi, Mr. Davin. Mr. Davin's in there, of course.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Time goes by fast. Wish you to have a wonderful year. I took the photo by myself. So she sent me a photo and then modified a little bit. Not of her, just a photo. So I tell her hi. I said, thank you. The picture's cool. I wish you a happy and healthy New Year as well. Best. January 5th, 2018. Mr. Davin!
Oh, eight.
I filed the complaint at Western Union, but I still have not finished the record of payments yet. I can finish it tomorrow. I will file the complaint again tomorrow and finish all of them. Thank you so much. I'm getting thanked.
Wow. About time.
It's no longer so-called a radio show.
And, a little respect, Ray.
Yeah,
a little respect.
I got a little respect.
A little respect.
July 29th, 2019. We're in the current year.
Wow.
Wow.
Hi, Mr. Davin.
About nine.
How are you doing? I am busy. By the way, I want to show you one mail, and it is about my scam case. I did not get soldier scams. Please read the mail, or you can reply instead of me. I did not reply to the mail. So many misspellings, and his English is bad. I want to post it on the net. There is one truth. I got the scam from UK, Thailand, Malaysia. So she sends me this. It's from the Monetary Bureau Group, the MBG.
Now,
wait,
going into this...
That the misspellings means
thank
not
you,
legal?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's a red herring.
What?
Red flag. What Pip just said, you know, and what Andrew said, the misspellings, the bad grammar, you know.
There was a time where that would be true, where you go, well, that's not an official document. And then President Trump strolled into office. And his tweets, we are told, are official documents, and they're filled with misspellings and bad grammar. Mm-hmm. We got to throw it all away. Trump blew it all up. But yes, generally speaking, she got it. She got it. Good girl. She never would have gotten that years ago. She's learned.
Feffy for all.
So this is from the subject MBG. Let's see. From Raymond Highstone at b.finn.groupmails@groupmail.com. Well, that sounds legitimate.
Yeah, groupmail.com.
Yeah.
Attention, it has a real name. Case of money stolen from you in UK, Thailand, and Malaysia. I am the operational chef, Mr.
Well, a lot of people like to cook.
Can I whip you up a little something while I try to screw you out of some money? How about some silver dollar pancakes?
I love silver dollar pancakes.
Oh, I'd like to whip you up something. Yeah. It'll cost you $10,000. Yes. The pancakes will be mailed to you once we receive payment.
Asshole.
That's a terrible thing to say when I make you laugh. How dare you? I'm doing a service. I'm showing you a good time, and you call me a horrible name. Not nice at all.
For some dessert, how about some lemon gold bar?
Yum, yum.
I am the operational chef, Mr. Raymond Highstone, the chairman of Monetary Bureau Group Belgium, a commission set up by the government to sanitize, with an S instead of an E, the country of financial fraud.
Sanitize?
Yes. They spread Lysol all over everything.
P.U., this stinks. It was brought to our notice through, spelled wrong, our investigation that a lot of banks officials have denied some foreign contractors to be paid over their due contract money, and those that inherit some fund from relatives in this country were refused their inheritance by these banks officials in the bid to divert these funds into their private pocket, period. It was also brought, spelled wrong again, he doesn't know this word, the chef is having problems with spellings. It was also brought to our notice that you were being extorted in the bid to release your fund to you. This is why the presidency set up this commission to recover everything you have lost through fraudulent, spelled wrong, and dubious, spelled wrong, people, spelled wrong, who are killing the image of this country. We hereby advise you to make an official complaint to us regarding your situation so we can recover your fund and adequately... I think that's spelled wrong. No, they got one right. Punish the culprits. You are advised to give us a detailed explanation and make the known to us the parties involved for a fast recovery of your fund.
You heard him.
Get back to us immediately and let's get your fund recovered.
Because why?
We don't have time for A's, so we don't have time for Y's either. It's because. Because the president gave us a limited time to recover all these funds. He's got shit to do. We are sorry for any inconveniences this must have caused you. This commission need the following information from you. Number one, the amount. No, you needed. Intended to be transferred to you. Copy of any ID for ID card for authentication. Anything will do.
Yeah, anything with your information that we could get.
Yes. Get back to us with any of the above information or more at your disposal. Raymond Highstone Monetary Bureau Group, Brussels, Belgium. Email, yeah, okay, at group mail. Please do not respond to any mail without this code, MBG. So responding to any mails without this code will dissolve any correspondings.
It will dissolve it.
It's funny, they're not asking for money.
Impossible.
Not yet, Joe. Mm-hmm. No, can't be greedy.
Wait, there's more.
Well, they're going to use it to invest in spell check. July 30th, 2019. Hi, Mr. Davin.
Oh, 10.
She posted it on the net on an anti-scam site. I have to go to work tomorrow. I need to get sleep. Hope you are being fine. I am being fine. August 20th, 2019. I hadn't checked that account in a while. I say, hi. Good pickup. It is a scam. Good job. I hope you will. I'm proud.
Yeah.
She's doing it good. Let's see.
Yeah, you were very thing. You're just pointing out obvious shit.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's not obvious to a lot of people. August 24th, 2019. I go, I thought you might find this article interesting. It's about some scammers that were arrested from Nigeria in a romance scam. Mr. Davin! Thanks for the info. I am happy that the FBI is working on this. Thank you so much. We have a completely different tone. Mr. Davin is getting the love he deserves from this woman. What?
Absolutely.
Mr. Davin does deserve the love. Mr. Davin has been very patient with her. September 13th, 2019, he sends me a YouTube video. Mr. Davin! If you watch this video, you will feel how young Hong Kongers fight for freedom. You will like this song. I am busy with my job, so I do not come online often. With regards. September 17th, 2019. Hi, Mr. Davin!
Oh, 13.
Thanks to you, I got the letter from Western Union. I need to file some info to Western Union thanks to you.
Yeah, well, kudos coming your way.
Little kudos. Nice. So-called Mr. Davin getting the props he deserves.
There you go.
Mr. Davin, please see the photo. 14. And this was a photo with the official barcode for Western Union. September 18th, 2019, I write, fantastic. Hopefully you can get some compensation back. But at the very least, you are now dealing with the proper people and not scammers trying to extract money from you. And then I call her by her name. I go, if something seems not right, please contact me and allow me to look it over before you do anything. Under no circumstances should they ask you to send any money. This is a settlement for victims. This was a legal decision. I say this because in the past you've CC'd scammers and they have pretended to be authorities. My advice is you keep all your dealings in this matter between you and your attorney at home and me if you feel you need my input. You know where to find me. September 20th, she writes... hi, Mr. Davin. I already sent all the payments I lost to Western Union this afternoon. I have to wait for their reply. And she shows me a picture of the addressed envelope going to them. And on September 23rd, 2019, I wrote excellent. And that is all I have to report.
There you go.
Wow.
We're all up to date and then less than a month. It's less than a month.
Let's wrap this up, kids. We've been at this for a while. What say you? Well, first of all, give us the tally, Pip. Give us the tallies.
Well, we had 15 Mr. Davins. Oh, my God.
That's a record.
We had no never-ending payment, because maybe she's done with never-ending payment. It's ended. And we had one UN. None of us guessed any of this crap.
All losers. Every one of you.
We stink.
Losers!
All right, so what? This has been quite the journey, the odyssey. It's been years in the
odyssey.
Making. Now, I don't think this is the end of it, because I think, you know, there's more to see if she gets money back.
Yeah.
But this is the end of us doing it every week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So give me your thoughts. You guys have taken the journey with me, so to speak.
My thought is this. This is it looks like a very good ending. Hopefully, she has clarity with everything going on, but she's gone back. Hopefully if she gets enticed by, you know, Brown Cotton and, you know, the other.
I don't think she's talking to them anymore.
I hope she's not.
I think
if
they've
she's
given
not,
up.
If she's not and she sticks with this, then she stands to, you know, maybe get something back and it's cleared everything up. You got to remember, basically what she was doing is that she kept going because if she stopped, it was, you know, she lost belief in everything. This is giving her hope.
Yes, it is giving her hope. And I think she's actually starting to see the difference between what dealing with real people looks like when dealing with scammers, because she was able to pick up the bullshit on that scam email.
Right, right.
Which
right.
I don't know if she would have before. I mean, traditionally, she falls for this shit.
Yeah.
But she picked it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Traditionally, like the Thanksgiving parade. You know, the parade is like a tradition. She keeps up with that.
What do you think, Pip?
I think that, I mean, we might actually have her seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, I hope that there's some way that even though the lawsuit says it's for, you know, American litigants, but I mean, I hope that she can somehow be included in this class action suit because, boy, was she taken for a ride by Western Union, you know, helping the you know, do-batters. So I hope that she sees some money back from this because, boy, it's been a long time. And it's like, although we make fun of her misunderstandings and her language and whatnot, ultimately I think we all want her to, like, you know, get out of this hole that she's been in for all these years.
Well, initially when this was brought to my desk, lo, though, many years ago, I was tasked with finding out, is this woman working with the scammers? Is she a victim? What the deal is? She's a victim.
Yes.
She's a victim.
Yeah.
She was unwittingly working with scammers.
Yes.
Because she was a victim. She was too emotionally invested. You know, she had to believe in them. She had to be right because her whole sense of self-worth was being this anti-scam expert that could help people, that was going to get her money. She had a lot invested in that.
Yes.
And she could not let it go, which is why she would bounce from anti-scammer to anti-scammer to find somebody that would agree with her, which is why I got trashed periodically.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm glad I was able to possibly help her.
I think you did. I think you helped her a lot.
Well, I think you did, you know, when she's finally dealing with the correct party, you know, the folks over in Western Union, you know, and it's all legit. I mean, at least it's the first thing she's dealing with. I mean, there was a certain times across the whole segment, you know, she was dealing with somebody legit, but she would just fall off. But this is where she finally got a hold on that she's dealing with somebody legit and she's sticking with it. So
and she's talking to them professionally.
Yeah.
She took my advice.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't curse at them. Don't insist on Brown Cotton and Mel and Dr. Melvin Santos and your whole cast of characters. leave your Looney Tunes at home.
Please try not to act like a nut.
she's not going to get all of it back. She probably won't get most of it back. I hope she gets something back.
If she gets something back, I think that would be enough closure for her to move on. Because she may realize that the legitimate way, this is all I'm going to get back. That's it.
Unless, of course, you know, some other, you know, she sees some scammer on it and they go, no, we could get you a little bit more.
But that's the thing that remains to be seen.
I really don't want to do this anymore. I really want to be done. Like I want to keep in touch with her. Like I want to see this through. I mean, I'm not going to, I figure she'll message me when there's updates. I don't check that account that often.
Right.
But I think she turned around on me. Like I think she grew in the end to appreciate what I was doing for her.
Yeah, well, it seems like she does appreciate it now, and she seems to understand, I think, as much as she's capable of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I
think this is as enlightened as she's going to become.
And the interesting part is that, you know, basically as we've been doing this segment, you know, the conversation was from a year ago, 2 years ago. This was last month.
Yeah, no, you're up to date.
You know, we're up to date. We're all caught up. So it's it's very, so where you go, well, I wonder what's going to happen next week. Well, we don't know. He doesn't know, you know. So it's hopefully, you know, we pray that she finally gotten this straightened out.
We've been doing this bit for years.
Yeah, years, yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
And, you know, judging by what parts of the show people listen to, they like this part of the show, but this is done. Well, I mean, when she messaged me, I'll date her. And I was thinking about today, I'm like, you know, if I went back to Japan, would I try to meet up with her? I would. Mm-hmm. I would try to meet up with her. It'd be cool to take a picture, meet her, be yelled at in person.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So I feel good about it. Like, I don't like when we post it, like, on the show, I don't know if we can put, you know, the conclusion of it, but I think we can certainly put all caught up and Anne's on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
I feel good about
That's
it.
That's great.
So next week, I introduce you to Clara Morgan, my only Twitter girlfriend. So we haven't had an engrossing story in quite some time.
Clara Morgan.
Clara Morgan. She found me on Twitter before, as I was sitting outside the showroom at Bananas a couple years ago, 2018, I believe.
So we just you, her, and the koi fish. Oh, not Bananas. Bananas. Not right, bananas.
So we'll meet Clara. We'll do that. That should last a little bit. And then we have Mary from Claverland. And then we also have Lacey and Caroline Fuchs. So, but yeah, I'm looking.
What?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Lots of new stories.
Yeah, lots of regular harem going on.
Yeah, certainly do. The pimp and destroyer. I'm looking forward to getting into scamming scammers.
Yeah.
I'm looking
forward. That's great.
Are you excited about that, Pip?
I'm so excited about new stories.
Yeah, so we'll do that. Looking for. I don't remember how the Clara Morgan thing. I just remember the job I said I had because you know Fake Davin always has another job. But I don't remember that story per se. I don't remember the nonsense. So it'll be new to me too.
Clara Morgan.
Yeah, a little blonde.
I have the like movie amnesia. So if I see a movie and then a few years later I see it again, I might not remember who done it. So you seem to have scammer amnesia. If too many girls have gone by, you might not remember all the bits. It's like, oh, I forgot I said this.
No, that holds very true. I mean, every week I have to review the scammer clips that that Joe puts up, and I go, oh, I fucking forgot we did that. That was pretty good.
I forget a lot too.
I listen and go, huh? That was good. That was pretty damn creative. Because we did some good shit.
You know, it's funny. I'll be listening to it, and there's a line. That's one of you guys will say, and then I'll say something, and then I say it on the
yeah,
thing.
Exactly.
I'm like, well, I said that because it's you, stupid. You're acting the same way.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Look forward to doing that. I'm gonna talk to Adam because we might want to incorporate some video aspect to it. Maybe we'll film part three. Maybe we'll turn the camera on for the scammer stuff, so we could put it on YouTube. I don't know. Got to kick it around with Adam, our social media guy, and see exactly how we're going to do that, or if we're just going to go the way we are. But I'm looking forward to some new stories.
Mm.
I love my stories.
And Ann Jackson was as happy as an ending as we're going to get.
Right.
Did you guys think it was going to end with her just cursing me out, me just not fucking responding anymore?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. You know, and I wish we all wish her well, you know?
Yeah. She's given us a lot.
Oh, yeah.
She's given us.
Oh, yeah.
It was just maddening to deal with, you know. And then you saw towards the last year or two, I wasn't responding to all the nonsense.
Yeah, because she wasn't listening.
Right. But, all right.
I actually did think it was going to go down in a blaze of cursing.
You did?
Yes. Yes. I thought you guys were going to finally have the lover's quarrel of all lover's quarrels.
Lover's quarrel?
I'm kidding. It's a phrase. I don't think you're a lover.
No. There was absolutely no sexual tension between me and Ann Jackson.
No, none.
None. Strictly professional and lunatic.
There you go.
All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued sponsorship of our show. Joseph?
Thank you, Sensei.
Portobello is. You caught me with my drawers down.
Nobody's happy about that.
Portobello caught him with his drawers down?
That's right.
His balls were on the buffet.
What is Portobello? What is Portobello?
That's not sanitary.
What is Portobello? I'll tell you what it is. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday they feature a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress, they're the ones to go to. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, I guess that show was last week. It looked like it was very successful.
It was very successful. We had a nice crowd. Everybody went home happy.
Great.
So we'll have a new show coming for you soon.
And we'll make that announcement coming soon enough. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. You'll learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of the Davinsden crew. They can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, and all of you to join them out for a crazy fun paint and sip night. Who's in? Create custom wood signs with totally custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come with your group to one of their three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and some wine. Their evenings are super fun, their staff is uber friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now, they have a full line of fall and Halloween signs, shower and wedding signs, and of course, don't forget that the holidays are coming up, and you can make gifts for family and friends. You can order a sign online for them to make, or for the full effect, join them for a workshop. The upcoming workshops right now are on November 7th at Starkey Brothers. There'll be a wood sign workshop from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Hey, that time sounds familiar. It's located at 721 Main Street, Farmingdale, New York. And there's another workshop on November 14th, a painting workshop at Harold D. Fayette GPR. That's located at 1057 Merrick Avenue in North Merrick, New York, and the time is 6:30 to 9:30. The third workshop is on November 18th, another signs workshop at the Nutty Irishman. That's located at 323 Main Street in Farmingdale, New York, and that's from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. You can check their upcoming dates for other workshops and register today at barnyardlanesignco.com or call 516-420-0013.
How old do you think Marie Osmond is?
She's probably 60.
Fucking amazing, isn't it?
Really? She's 60?
I don't know, but I mean, that's hard, like doing a nutritionist degree.
Yeah, but here's the deal. She's got a trainer that comes by every day. She's got more body work done on her than a Corvette. I mean, you know, it's like, why are you tearing her down? Because that's the truth.
I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of, I don't know. I think she's put together well.
She is put together well, but there's a lot of work behind that.
Well, I need a construction company to work on me. Yeah, well, I hope I look that well. she does nothing for you.
Yeah, she does. But what I'm saying is, yeah, she looks amazing. But, you know, you got to remember, she's got a trainer that comes over every day. They did a whole makeup, makeup artist on her for the shoot. So, yeah, she looks amazing, but it's not like, you know, it's
natural. Well,
they're
not going to fucking film her when she just wakes up in the morning. She's got drool in her face.
And, you know, well, maybe they should.
And, you know, she's got like a cat fur in her eyes because the cat slept too close to her. Yeah. And, you know, half a Snickers in between her tits and her nightgown. They're not going to do that. Look at you talking sexy. I mean, of course, everybody who we see in public looks their best except us.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I see her on TV. I'm like, God damn. She looks like she's like 40.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You think she's got it going on, right, Pip?
I think she looks really good.
Yeah, me too. You know,
she looks fine, but there's a lot, you know, it's not like, I mean, she works out more than the average person because she's got the time.
How do you know?
She's got to make up stuff. What has she got to do all day?
I don't know. She's a Mormon. There might be other husbands to tend to. I have no idea.
You know, she sings songs and, you know, a little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll with Donnie, you know, and that's probably her day. Probably knocks off about it too.
You don't know that. She could be eating a fucking tub of ice cream.
Nah, she's on Nutrisystem. She, you know, sings a couple of songs with Donnie, knocks off about two, maybe exercise a little more and have some Nutrisystem.
I don't know, man. 60 years old. She looks 60?
I would say 60, yeah.
Now I got to look this up.
Yeah,
all right, Joe.
She had like a dozen kids, and they're probably popping out kids, so she's probably on grandma duty all day too.
Oh, a gilf.
Yeah, that's true.
Get me a gilf.
Well, what we will get you is KGI Design.
Same thing.
They would like to say hello to all the listeners of Davin's Den. At KGI, they start all new relationships in life and in business by simply saying hello. Their company, KGI Design Group, a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York, will make that happen for you. Their currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your customers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise. Why? What's your company's persona? Bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, down to earth? Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Their 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. Give them a call today, 516-420-0013, to help you say hello to your ideal customers. Find them on the web at kgidesigngroup.com. Follow them and like them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Add the hashtags /sayhello and /dabandstent to receive a special surprise. Also, we're going in towards the end of the year. Business moves at the speed of light. Were you supposed to get that PowerPoint presentation developed, that trade show booth designed, the sales brochure completed? We're almost at the end of the year, folks. But relax. KGI Design Group is here to keep you cool. They handle their design and marketing needs and keep you in front of clients with an email marketing social media campaign and a strategy to make your branding cohesive. Visit them, kgidesigngroup.com. Mention Davin's Den for a free one-hour marketing consultation.
Tell you what, Joe, you nailed it. 60 years. She just turned 60 years old.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Dang, he's good.
Yeah, well, at some things. you should have worked at a carnival or something. No, but they have the people that guess the age and guess the weight.
I thought she was 60.
Yeah, no, you're very good at this.
She looks very good. Don't get me wrong. She looks very good at 60. But the thing about it is the average person doesn't have a trainer that comes over at 10, doesn't have Nutrisystem sponsoring them, and doesn't have a makeup artist running around.
I feel like I need all those things. I feel like I deserve it. Mm. Mr. Davin must look pretty.
Mm.
He's got a nice rack, too. They stand up. They're big. Impressive.
Well, he probably maybe photoshopped them.
Oh, why you got to ruin it?
I'm just saying.
She's my Mormon fantasy.
No, maybe Mormons don't want photoshopping.
Why? I don't know.
Maybe the Mormon God will hit the roof.
The Mormon God. Well, the God's sitting there, and that's the one thing that pisses off the Mormon God. The Jewish God's like, don't eat pork. Yeah. The Mormon God's like, don't Photoshop. The Christian God's like, don't fuck that little boy. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Buddha's like, how did you get around Nutrisystem? I can use that shit.
The Muslim God's like, don't eat pork. And the Jewish guy's like, God's like, see? We got something in common. Why are we fighting? And Vishnu's like, you got any peanuts? Because he's an elephant.
Has an elephant god. Oh, that's one of the Indian gods.
Yeah, he's right. Vishnu. He's an elephant.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, it's Ganesh.
Oh, fuck you. Why do you got to ruin the joke?
What if the other gods get upset that an elephant is a god?
Why should they be upset?
Well, you know, it's like they're a god and they do god things and suddenly this elephant comes up. It kind of diminishes the whole thing about being a god.
Why? You don't know what a god looks like.
Really? But an elephant? What did an elephant do?
What an elephant do?
Yeah. How does an elephant become a god?
He remembers everything.
Elephants are very smart animals. How does a god become a god?
They do god things.
But who's to say? What's it?
Ganesh.
Who's to say Ganesh isn't doing god things? You know, maybe a god thing is grabbing another god by the tail and walking in a line.
It could be. Or maybe he saved somebody with his trunk or something. Like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
You don't have a trunk. If you had a trunk, maybe you'd be more godly.
Probably.
Yeah. So
I trip over the fucking thing, but I, you know.
You would.
Asshole.
Climbing down, falling down the stairs every week to do the show.
Yeah, asshole.
I don't know why Joe doesn't get his trunk pinned back.
Never mind about it. I'll do whatever I want my fucking trunk.
It's unseemly. Get it straight.
Oh, then you start yelling because my trunk's moving the mic. You see this? The trunk brings it back up to me.
Then I show you Marie Osmond's trunk. Yeah, but she's got people working on her trunk.
Oh, yeah, probably. Marie Osmond elephant. Yeah, sure. You know, probably. Polish on the little big hubs there, and then you know the nice little trunk reduction. You know,
Maria Osmond be a hot
I'm a little trunk, you know, stomping around. I'm a little country. I'm a little rockin', rockadunga dunga dunk.
I don't want Maria Osmond sounding that way at all.
Well, if she was an elephant,
you
mean, she
sounded like a transvestite.
No, I didn't. She sounded like an elephant. That's how an elephant would sound if she was Maria Osmond. Yeah.
So it would not be a feminine elephant.
No, you know, at the end of Donnie and Marie, you know, Donnie would be like, I just like to say goodnight to everyone. And, like, Marie's trunk would come around him, you know, with a little siblingly love, you know, close out the show.
This is taking a turn.
And then, like all elephants, she'd shit on the floor.
Oh, my goodness. Well, she's a god. She can shit wherever she wants.
Oh, yeah.
She's Marie Osmond. She can shit wherever she wants.
There you go.
You know, if Marie Osmond wants to come here, do the show, and take a shit on the floor, why not? Who am I to say no?
People have in the past.
Not shit, other things.
All right.
You know. But not this week.
No. Furniture's safe.
Furniture dodged a bullet.
You can put that scotch guard away. You don't need that.
Pip's cat is sliding the litter box through it. You've been on the air for a while, Mommy. You're not going to win this battle with bad tuna fish all night.
That's true.
Side-splitting productions and more comedy like this. Holidays are coming around. You need a comic. Go to davincomedy.com. Inquire or call us 551-404-3094. Pip, what new and exciting plug do you have this week?
Oh, you know what? It's so exciting. You should listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Listen to the Richter Observatory, which is a great classic rock radio program. Listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com.
I'll be cleaning my bathroom.
Well, did Maria Osmond Elephant stop by?
Yeah.
Really?
Why are you cleaning your bathroom?
Because I ain't got shit.
Oh, well, that's a place to put it.
Yeah.
Have Pip come by. She'll show you how to mess it up.
Hey, now.
A little splatter here, a little schmutz over there.
Schmutz.
You make it sound like it's
a bad
thing.
Be like a schmitz.
A little shits. All right. Saturday, November 2nd, I'll be in Clifton, New Jersey at the VFW raising money for our veterans. For tickets, call 973-670-4745. 973-670-4745. And Monday, November 4th, my birthday, I'll be at a place that rejected me for oh so long, but now I'm
here.
Back. No, I'm leaving here.
Oh.
I'm going to be at the Comic Strip Live in New York. On the 8 p.m. show. So come celebrate my birthday with me in a place I couldn't wait to be. New York City. Paying a toll for the pleasure.
Maybe Stoller will bake you a cake.
Stoller's fucking gone. There's no cakes to be baked. If somebody's going to bake me a cake, it's going to be Pip, because I like to gamble with my intestines.
And you can have a tuna fish sandwich before the cake.
She ate the bad tuna, Joe. She ate the bad tuna.
Yep.
Ate the bad tuna.
Ate the bad tuna. All right. Joe and I are going to do the afterbirth show. We have an umpire that's he's arming up for the impending Civil War. And so we'll tell you about that story. Maybe Pip will join us in the chat over there. But fun show this week. Next week, Clara Morgan. I introduce you to her, to my blonde baby girl.
Sounds like somebody from the 20s. I'm seeing this girl, Clara Morgan. We sit in the parlor and hold hands.
It does sound like that.
Why do you gotta judge everyone I love?
Because that's my job.
No, it's not your job. You're just a mean, hurtful thing. Clean the toilet. All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please.